Okay, so we're starting a totally new topic, Shinu Makum by Brachas. Okay, which basically means if you're eating in one place and then you leave that place, you go to a different place. Okay, whether you eat in that place or whether you come back to that place, into the Shiloh called Shinu Makum. We're going to discuss whether you need a bracha, for which foods you need a bracha, you don't need a bracha, different ways out so that you don't need to make a new bracha, whether you should leave the place in the first place. These are all different noisim that we're going to discuss. There is a big difference between the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim. I'm just going to mention the Sfaradi Shitta. There's no Sfaradis over here, so we're not really going to get involved in the Sfaradi Shitta at all. But we will mention just the basic Shitta. Okay? Right. So, okay, there's really three main noisim, and then we're going to get involved in each one. So just today's a bit of a hakdama, and with a little bit of we'll focus on one of the halakim, and then the next couple of weeks we'll try and finish all of the noisim. Okay, so the Gemara says that there is something called shinu makom by brachas. And it requires a new bracha. Person was eating in one place and he went to a different place. He needs to make a new bracha on that food. Okay. The Gemara says that it's only when you go, that the words of the Gemara are, Loshanu enemy bais labai. So when he went from one house to another, Aval mimakom lamakom loy. But from one place to another, not. Okay, so the Shana is, what exactly does that mean? Okay, the Gemara says he went from one house to another, that is a Shinu Makom, but from one Makom to a different Makom, not. We're going to, all the Pratim and Yitzhak said we're going to get to.
Once I'm eating here, right now I go to your house.
Yes.
I go to your, see, okay, I will do another Bracha.
Yes.
I need to have Bracha Achrona before I left home.
We're going to discuss it. Okay. Yes. No. We're going, all these things. Yes, Hashem. We're going to discuss. Okay. Right. Yeah. So. The Gemara says from bias to bias is a shinu. From makom to makom is not. So the question is, what exactly does that mean? So the poshtus you'll say it means from one house to another. I mean, makom to makom means within the same house. That's the simple way to word, which means from one room to another, not. Okay. The problem with that though is many Rishonim say not like that. Yeah. Some even have a different gesta. Instead of saying mimakom la makom, some have a gesta from one corner to another corner. Okay. It's a gesta like that. In Tosfos, what? Actually, I don't know if it's in Tosfos. Yeah, in the same room. Yeah, which will come out according to that gesta, according to that way of learning, will come out that. Yeah, Echanami. No, you're right. You're right. The shaila is which way to make the tefillin. Enachlami, you're right. Okay, we're just spelling things out. Okay, even the Tosfos themselves, when he says Tosfos themselves, say bias to bias doesn't actually mean bias to bias. It means basically from one place in the bias to another place in the bias. Okay, that's the Tosfos later, actually earlier in Pesachim. That's how he learns. He says. Shema koimus b'chad bais, karilei mi bais la bais. Two places in one house is called from bais to bais. So the way Tosfos learns that the Gemara is really not kapshuto, it's really even from one room to another in the same house, that's called a shinu makom. Okay, that's how Tosfos learns. Again, the halacha lamais and all these things we're going to get to near to Hashem. I'm just bringing you the basic noisim, and then we'll get further. So it seems to me there is a machlokes you're showing him what the definition of shinu makom is. Okay. Is it only if it's from one house to another house, but in the same house, from one room to another, that's not a shinu makom? Or no, there's Rishonim that say no, even within the same house, if you go from one room to another, that is a shinu makom. In the same room, from one corner to another, even if it's a massive room, and you can't see from one place, from one corner to the other, you've got something, a big, and a swarm shelf in the middle, you can't see from one place to another, doesn't matter, you're in the same room, that's not a shinu makom. But anytime you leave that room, that would be a shinu makom. Okay, so that's the machlokes he's showing him, and Mir Hashem, all the pattern of that, we're going to get involved in. Hang on one second. And whether das makes a difference, whether seeing makes a difference, all those things, that's Mir Hashem in the next couple of weeks. Okay.
The opinion says,
house to house.
So, in
our existence here with the apartments.
That's also a good challenge. I don't think anyone holds from one apartment to another is not the shinya makom. Okay, the when it's owned by a different person, even though it's on the same roof, the way the poison stays, the fact that it's the same roof, it doesn't really do anything. There's the shayla, if to go into the stairway is a shayla, Mir Hashem will discuss it. That's all they had. Okay, fine. Okay, so that's one noise there. Yeah, what is the definition of shinu makom? What's the makom we're talking about? We're going from which place to which place? Again, doesn't mean from one house to another, but when in the same house is not a shinu makom. Or no, even in the same house, going from one room to another is also shinu makom. But in the same room, from one corner to another is not a shinu makom.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Fine. That's one shayla. Next shayla is. The Gemara carries on. The Gemara says that it brings a machlokes amoraim. Rav Chisda says that this thing that we said that shinu makom requires a new bracha. Yeah, that's only true by food which do not require you to make a bracha for in the place where you ate. Okay, I don't know if whoever's learned brachas. There's a Mishnah in brachas machlokes beis hillel beis shammai. If a person ate. And then he left the place and he forgot to bench. He forgot to make a bracha achorina. Yeah? Does he have to go back to the original place that where he ate or not? Okay, that's a machlokes in the Gemara over there. Okay, which I don't think we're going to have time to get involved in. Okay, that's a machlokes. So now, that, what are we referring to over there? It's definitely referring to if the person ate bread. Okay, we know that if you ate bread and you left your house, ideally you should go back and make the bench in the place where you ate. Okay, there might be exceptions to the rule. If you're running out of time, you know you only have a certain amount of time. It's called the Shir Ichel, approximately 72 minutes. Yeah, we're not getting involved in all the pricing of that. The Ikra din is a person has to bench in the place where you ate. Okay, now, so that concept, whatever it's called, Tvarim Hatzunim Bracha Vim Koima. They are things which require you to make a bracha, the bracha achroina, in their place, in the place where you ate them. Okay. Now, so Rav Chisda came along and told us that this din of shinu makom, that you need to make a new bracha when you change your place, that's only true for things which you do not need to make the bracha achroina in their place. But something which you need to make the bracha in its place, there is no such thing as shinu makom. The fact that you go to a different place doesn't matter. You can still carry on eating there without a bracha rishona. Okay, it sounds a bit complicated. I'll give an example. I'll just speak it out in an example very soon. I shall speak it out now. Let's go with bread. Okay.
Can you make a chiluk between? And then it goes around the place. So one thing is to say you can eat at that place without a bracha rishona.
Yeah.
Another thing is to say you can go there, talk to somebody, and come back here and continue eating without a bracha rishona there. Do we have a chiluk between these two places? Or...
There might have been one mission that does, it's not, is machalek, but we're not going to get involved. Yeah, we're assuming there's no thing. Huh? We're going to get involved in that.
What
suggested
is that you use the if you had the Yahin in the basic Knesset, and then you came home,
yeah.
Now you have to stand up, but you have to stand up where you go.
Yeah.
Even though the off the block is one of
well, okay, according to the Rashbam, hold on. Okay, alright, I'm just going to speak out what I said now with practically. Person ate bread, so he ate bread at home, yeah? Then he, whether this is a chiddush we're going to discuss soon, whatever reason, he went to shul, there was a kiddush in shul, and he decided to go to shul. So, do you know what? Okay, it might have been a slightly bad example, because... that's a classic case, right? Okay, I've written right. Okay, huh? No, even without. I don't want to get involved in the nitty gritty that we're going to speak him out. This is all just a theory at the moment.
I seem to know
A person ate bread. Yeah, he ate bread in his house. And then let's just say the neighbor called him to come join Sheva Brachas. Okay, the neighbor not in the same building, in the next door building. Yeah, he called him to come join him for Sheva Brachas. Okay, and the guy wasn't thinking and he went. Okay, we're not getting involved in any lechilas, whatever. Yeah, so he went there. So now. It's a bread. A bread is definitely something that you're mechuyev to make the bracha for in its place. So on that, Rav Chisda tells us, you know what? The shinu makom is not shayach. It's not applicable. Now he's going to eat there. He's going to go eat there. No, anything. Yeah, anything. If the story behind it, there's two different nuschals. The fact that he go back to the original place. Yeah, that's called that he's still being mamshik his original achila. Yeah, the fact that he has to go make the bracha achorina there, we don't say that he was masiyah das and then he left his original achila. No, he's continuing his original achila, so now he can carry on eating. As opposed to, let's say if he's eating an apple, you don't have to make a bracha achorina in its place. So the starting off point is once you leave your place, you finish this eating session. This eating session has finished. Okay, you go to a different place, you have to make a new bracha. That's by an apple. But something which you are halakhically required to go back to the original place to make that bracha, we say that your original achila hasn't finished. The fact that you have to go back to the original place, so therefore, any time you're carrying on eating, that's part of that original achila, and you don't need a new bracha. Okay. Now this din is basically true whether you carry on eating the other place or whether you come back. We say that's not called a shinu makom. The fact that you mechuyev to go back to the original place to say the bracha, that's not called a shinu makom. Okay. Yeah, exactly. Halachically, we view it as a hemshech of the original achila in that original place.
Basic question: if the guy he goes to the other place and he eats a kibbeza of bread, now can we say that he can bench that place?
The Mishnah, yeah, you're right. Now he's done. Now he's done. Right. The Mishnah Berurah actually says, as not really our noise, but the Mishnah Berurah says, didn't you have a little bit? It seems to be even not even a kazayas, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that's already a hemshah that you can bench in a new place. Yeah. No. You only bench once.
Covers
both ends. Halacha l'maaseh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but that's called his place. That's now called his place. Yeah. That's also his place. But sorry, he was just first. I'm just going to explain to everyone what you're asking. Okay, it's a different shaila. It's not up to now we're discussing the fact that you leave your place. That's a type of hesed chadas. Okay, that's how the Rashbam, that's how he explains. Yeah, I finished my achila. And I'm going to start something else. But if I break, we say no, that's not true. The fact that you have to go back to the original place, you're not my seer for that. Okay.
At least. In
which case? In his case. Right. No, exactly. Right. So his thing. I give you a similar type of sign, which is, let's say even you're at home, yeah, and you're eating, and all of a sudden. The neighbor comes and brings you something to eat. So you weren't like planning on eating what the neighbor gave you, right? So you need to make a new broth on that. When you washed and you had your bread, you had in mind things which are in your house. Okay, so that is the case I just told you. This discussion in the Machaba Ramah. Okay, so your case is a similar type of case, which I don't know the answer. I don't know. The way the poison speaks seems to be that you don't need it, but I'll have to check it out. Okay. Yeah, but it's no. But he's just saying you never had you never had in mind on that in the first place. That's what I'm saying. It's a different side. No, but when you said you are moitzi, he's saying when you said you are moitzi, that was never included. Maybe that was never included.
I didn't say that.
No
introduction.
Okay. No, all we're saying is it's a different noise state. That's all. Yeah.
So you weren't planning on that when you made that hamotzi.
Yeah.
You said you don't have to make
it. Yeah, that's what I said. You're right. But the steamer supposed to be smashed by that. All these cases are included that you don't need to make a new bracha.
So
now
you're going to eat food.
I'm asking to you. But Pastor's, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what we said. Right. That's what I said. It's a different style. Yeah. It's an important style. It's just, right. Okay. Okay. Fine. Okay, that's the second noise thing. Okay? If that's the second noise thing I didn't speak up with the Meshitta. The second noise is on we're saying there's a chiluk, at least according to Rav Chisda, which the Ashkenazim hold of. Yeah, that there's a chiluk between things which you're required to make the bracha for in the place where you ate them, and things which you're not. So an apple is shinamakam. Bread, there's no shinamakam. Okay, what is bread the only thing? So that's a machloket rishonim la'alach. That's also brought as a machloket. Some say it's only bread. Some say it's any mezoinus, and some say it's any of the shilas aminim. Okay, yeah. And the ma'aser, the Mishnah Brura is not machriya. Yeah, and so a person should. So it's a bit of a, you're in a bit of a tricky situation then, because by bread, okay, bread we're saying that everyone holds there's no shinamakam. So that if you were to go to a different place, that's not called a shinamakam, right? By bread, but by mezoinus and let's say wine and figs or dates, yeah, there you're into machlokes is yishreinim. So you shouldn't, you ideally you shouldn't be oikar your makam, yeah. No, you're right in the chametz. So if you did, but you should try and avoid it. We always try and avoid suffering brachas. So ideally, you should. Let's say you're eating, you're having wine at home. You had a revit, and then your neighbor calls you. Yeah, to have some more wine with him. So ideally, you should rather say bracha achrona at home. Yeah. Okay, you're looking at me. Okay, I'll explain it in a second. Okay. Ideally, you should rather make a bracha achrona at home. Go to your neighbor. Say bracha restrona there. Why? Because if you don't do that. So then, what are you going to do? You'll go to your neighbor, and do I need a bracha or not? Yeah? So then, I mean, a suffix, yes or no? So we write suffix bracha to hakel, so you can do that, but we try and avoid suffix bracha
to
hakel.
Is it better to be in a situation where you're saying suffix bracha to hakel versus being greater?
Yeah, right. So the point is to speak out that they're normally to avoid getting to a situation of a suffix bracha to hakel, or suffix bracha. It's not called a bracha in a sefer. We know there's a rule. We don't make brachas for no reason. So you tell me, Alatzad, let's say that you don't need a bracha, that it's not called a shinamakom. So that means I drink wine here. I go to my neighbor. I don't need a new bracha. So if I say a bracha achoyna now, I'm causing myself to make another bracha. That's called a bracha in a sefer. Yeah, I got myself in a situation where I'm making a bracha which I didn't really need to make. Okay, two brachas, right? Okay, so
that's now a question not about Kalaka, because I need to know what to be here.
Yeah.
Isn't it better right now, after this, come to Rebbe Korsberg and say, this poor stuff, what are you doing, Grigori? And that's all. Because for this disaster, when I come to you and I don't know what to do.
No, but no, you can't, no, he'll tell you the same thing. Because the Mishnah Brura is not Paskin. The Mishnah Brura, he himself is telling us that he's
saying. Not Chavitzchak. You go,
yeah,
and you don't tell what to do.
He'll tell you the same thing.
Huh?
Yeah, I hope he'll tell you the same thing. Yeah, there's something that he can't.
You're okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be. It's more. All the Hindu, even the pastor types. Yeah.
What is considered better by your shame? Getting a situation of suffering brothers to happen? Or.
Yeah, no, that's no. It's not a batala. It's ina tzricha. It's not a batala. It's a bracha she ina tzricha. So no, that the yeah, that the poskim, the Mishnah Berurah seems to, in different other places, he does say that it's not to say a bracha which is potentially causing a bracha she ina tzricha, but to avoid getting into a suffet is not called a bracha she ina tzricha. That's not called that. Okay. Yeah, so therefore, they're right. So that's why the poskim. At least the ones that I saw say that the eta is to either say a bracha the ala gefen in your house, go to the other place and say bray priya gefen, even though you're in theory making brachas that you don't need to know to get out of a suffek is the you're allowed to. Okay, halakha l'maaseh, you got some halakha l'maaseh in this case?
No, I've done this before.
Okay,
because when you don't know what bracha to do, it's bread or not, take a piece of bread. And then you
won't share.
Even you don't need
Yeah. Yeah, not necessarily the same thing. Yeah, it's not exactly the same thing. Okay. Alright. So one second. So that was the second noise thing. Okay, so again, the first noise thing was what's called a shinu makom. Yeah? Is it from one house to another? But within one room is not a shinu makom? Within the same house is not a shinu makom? Or no, even in the same house, from one room to another is a shinu makom? Okay. Then the other noise thing, which we just discussed, is on which things does shinu makom apply? Yeah? Does it apply to everything? That's basically the shittas of Sfardim, yeah? Then the Mechaber. Or the Ashkenazim hold that, no, it only applies to Dvarim, She'enam, Tzrichim, Bracha, Achonim, Bim, Koimam, only to things where you don't, Me'ikra, then have to make the Bracha in the place where you ate, but to things where you do need to make the Bracha, Achonim, in the place where you ate, then there's no such thing as shinu makom. Okay?
So, Dvarim, if they have a Shahan call, and they go to somewhere else, they still good?
No, they gather around. They hold it's always a shinu. They hold it's always a shinu. Even by bread. Even by bread. Well, they hold differently. Okay. What? No. Okay, that's the Mishnah. We'll discuss that also. That's called a holy holy drachim. That's a different thing. Okay. Fine. And then the last main noise thing is okay. The Rosh of the Gemara is that you have to make a bracha. If you're going to be Mishana Makom, or if you did Mishana Makom, you need to make a bracha lemafreya on the food that you ate, and a bracha lechachila on the food that you're about to eat. Okay? So now, the Sfardim take that, it's really the Rambam, very literally. Which means, let's say they have bread, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then they're going to go to another house and eat bread there. Okay? That leaving, that shinu makom, it's not just a hesek hadat, that's a gemar of the suda. So even though they're about to eat bread again, doesn't matter, you have to bench, and then make a new bracha, rishoyna, hamoitzi, I presume wash again, I don't actually know, yeah? And make another bracha hamoitzi. So there's a bracha mafreya on the original eating, on the original bread, and a new bracha rishoyna now on the new bread, even on bread. There's another shita, Rosh Hashanah. Okay, fine. I think it's Rosh
Hashanah. Where does that first benching happen?
So ideally, you should do it in the place where you ate. Yeah.
But did they say that you could make it in a new place, or
are
they also really
you
have to?
Yeah, they're going to have to go. Yeah, that's as far as I know, that's not a separate one. Okay. Okay. So that's basically the shita to Rambam, that he holds that the Ashinu Makom is not just the Hesed Chadah, it seems to be much more than that. It's the Gemara of your eating. You finish eating, you mechus make a bracha achoina now, even though you're going to carry on eating, you're going to eat in a different place, it doesn't matter, yeah? Okay. The Ashkenazim don't hold like that, it's based on what Tosis seems to side with, which is when the Gemara said that you make a bracha l'mafreya, it's not me'ikra din, it's just an eta toiva. If you're eating in your home, and then you're planning on going somewhere else, afterwards. So even though ikradin, you know what, you don't need to make you don't have to benchmark, you don't have to make a bracha achorin now, and you can carry on eating at other pace. But you know what might happen? Maybe you'll get busy, maybe something will happen, you'll forget to bench, maybe the time will pass when where you've lost the opportunity to make a bracha. So it's an eitz toiva. It's chazal telling you do this because you might get yourself into trouble. But it's not me ikar halacha. Okay? So that's the Ashkenazim pesach. So again, if a person is eating even, so this is true, even by bread, if a person's eating at home, yeah, and then he gets called for Sheva Brachas. Okay? So, okay, the Sheva Brachas is also a bad example. Yeah, let's go with neighbors, yeah? So a person actually shouldn't that's potentially another heter. Yeah. No. You're going to finish your meal at the. Let's just go. Okay. Just avoid neighbor for the moment. You're going across town, whatever, a 20-minute journey to eat over there. Yeah. You get a phone call and the guy says, "Come join me now." So do you know what you should do? You should bench at home first. Go there, wash hamoitzi, and then bench again over there. According to the Ashkenazim, that's the stuff for the Ashkenazim. Okay? Yeah? So again, it's just mitzvah eat the toiva, but yeah, that's what you have to do. Okay. So I'm just gonna speak up. What? Yeah. Svarim hold that you the mice Svarim will hold the same thing. But there is a nakamina, which is, let's say the guy didn't bench at home. He didn't know the chazal, he didn't know the chazal told you to do that. He went to the other place. If you're an Ashkenazim, fine, carry on eating now. Yeah? That's still the hemshech of your Siddur. Yeah? Again, it was only because of, it's only eight of Tzoyah, but the Shinamakam wasn't at that etzem break in your Siddur. So do you know what? Carry on eating there. Yeah? You carry on eating there. It's fine. When you bench at the end, that's going to cover both all your eating. Yeah? No. Assuming you weren't, you were swimming your hands, you don't have to. Yeah. But yes, finally, when they get there, so do you know what? They actually have to bench first. So either they have to go back, or if that's whatever is not practical, they actually have to bench first, and then wash and have regular. Okay. So again, so just to summarize, those are the three main noisim. Okay, we're saying Shinu Makom be'etzem requires a new bracha, at least for us, bracha Rishoina. Okay, what exactly is the definition of Shinu Makom that we're going to discuss, but more the nitty gritty, from one house to another, or even one room to another room, that's one noise there. The next noise there was, on what foods does it apply? Yeah, foods which do not require you to make a bracha achoina, then you enter this house called Shinu Makom. If it's foods that you are required to make a bracha achoina in their place, then we're not into the parasha of Shinu Makom. What are those foods that we said was a machlokes, whether it was only bread, also mezonos, or even also the shivas aminim? And the last noise was exactly what you have to do when you are Mishana Makom. Yeah, is it that ikadim, all you need is a bracha rishoina? Or no, according to Rambam, you also need a bracha achoina. Okay? Yeah.